Ari, unfortunately, you were chosen by the guys to be dumped from the villa. How are you feeling?
I am feeling all right. Like, I was definitely devastated when I was dumped from the villa. It was a little bit of a shock just because I think I had formed a lot of great connections with everyone. And, yeah, the girls were definitely really upset. I think I brought a lot to the villa, and I think, yeah, it was definitely something unexpected. So definitely sad, but optimistic at the same time.
Yeah, you looked devastated, and yeah, the girls were shocked as well. But did you have any sort of confidence being up against Emily?
I think everyone kind of expected Emily maybe to go home, just because, you know, there was some talk about whether her feelings for Taki were genuine. But I think at the end of the day, she had gotten quite close to Taku, so there was definitely a romantic connection with Emily and Taku, and I didn't really have that with anyone in the villa at the time. So yeah, it was I think it could have gone either way, but just because Emily had made a move on Taku, I think it put her in a better position than me.
Yeah, there was a bit of talk, I guess, in the villa, and then, you know, on social media and whatnot, about, you know, Emily's connection with Taku. Did you think it was genuine?
I personally didn't think it was genuine, just because her first coupling was with Mitch. And yeah, she definitely had eyes for Mitch. And even though she did have a little bit of a connection in the beginning with Taku, I definitely think her eyes were on Mitch from the beginning. So yeah, everyone was a little bit skeptical of her connection with Taku. So yeah, not everyone was confident that would actually go anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely been interesting to watch. But you started off in the villa with Ryan. So what did you like about him?
I think when Ryan walked in, he was definitely very attractive, and that's why I stepped forward for Ryan. But I really wasn't expecting him to pick me. So when he actually chose me, I thought it was a little bit random, but when I got to know him a little bit, we had a lot in common, and, you know, we were the same age, and yeah, he was just really funny, so we got along really well in the beginning, and unfortunately, that was cut short. But yeah, I think my time with Ryan, I don't regret anything, and he was definitely very affectionate with me, so yeah, I'm really happy that I had at least one connection with someone in the villa.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, it was cut short. Lexi was the first bomb to come in, and she then chose Ryan, and they started kind of spending more time together and forming a connection. Did you ever get over him in that time, and was it hard seeing them together every day?
It's definitely a different experience. On the outside, you would just probably stop talking to the person or delete them so you don't see what they're doing on social media. But I think this was definitely an experience, just because I had to watch him and Lexi grow closer together each day. And at first, I did try to kind of come to terms with the whole Love Island theme and how, like, this everything moves really quickly, but I couldn't hold it back anymore. I just had to be honest about my feelings eventually, which I'm glad I did, because it was a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. And even though I knew it would never work with Ryan, I just had to get that off my chest. So yeah, I'm really happy I was honest about my feelings in the end. But yeah, it is hard seeing someone crack on with someone else, definitely, but everything moves so quickly in the villa that you kind of just learn to get over it. And I'm definitely happy for them now, and I think they have a great connection.
Yeah, wow. I just can't even imagine how I would feel, you know, seeing that in front of me every day. But yeah, it seems like a whole different world in there for sure. But you ended up going on a date, because we then had Chris and Mitch who came in. So tell me about that.
When I went on the double date with Courtney and Chris and Mitch and I just thought I was so excited just to meet someone new and actually get out of the villa and go on this beautiful date on the beach. And it was so nice actually having the date with Mitch, because he was so nervous, and it made me feel a lot better as well about what had just happened with Ryan. And yeah, I think it was refreshing actually having that date. Definitely made us closer, I think. especially me and Courtney, we just grew a little bit closer that day.
That's lovely. Were you ever keen on Mitch or?
I was. I think Mitch is very attractive and all the girls in the villa find him attractive as well. And as the days have kind of went by, I kind of found him more and more attractive, but I knew he had a strong connection with Tina. So, I was never going to pursue Mitch. I just think me and Mitch have a really good friendship and we work really well that way. So I don't think anything romantic could ever happen.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's nice anyway. At least you got to go on a date and experience that. That's nice. And you recently started hanging out with Ronnie. What did you like about Ronnie? What was it?
Initially, I thought Ronnie was really carefree. He was funny. He was just being himself. He had a very outgoing personality, which I think I have as well. And I think when he started talking to me about traveling and his hobbies, I thought we had that in common as well. But unfortunately, with the love triangle with Courtney and I, he kind of just left it too long to be honest and open about where his head was at. And I think that kind of just put a wedge between us a little.
Yeah, you did say that he gave you the ick. that just went from 0 to 100 very, very quick. And what did you think about the comment Ronnie made about, you know, staying in the villa and milking it?
I think that definitely put all the girls off. I think that comment kind of verified that Ronnie wasn't very genuine in the villa. And yeah, it kind of put me in a position of whether or not he was genuine to begin with and whether he really did have an interest in me. So that was unfortunate. But I think, you know, the truth does come out eventually. And yeah, in the very end, he just admitted that he was just having a good time in the villa and it was all just fun for him. But in terms of finding a partner and commitment, I don't think Ronnie was ever there for that. So,
interesting.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Yeah. And you got to form some nice friendships, though. So which girl were you closest to in the villa?
I think my best friend, I definitely grew very close very quickly to Jess. And I haven't really watched the show back too much because I just want to watch it with the girls when they come out. But I think, I don't know if it was showing a lot, but me and Jess had a very close friendship. And when I was leaving, I think, she was definitely there for me and just reassured me that, you know, we would stay friends for a long time. So I think, definitely closest to Jess. But also I care very much for Courtney as well. I've grown very close to Courtney in the beginning. Courtney and I kind of we didn't get along. We just butted heads. But I think, after a while we realized because we have such strong personalities, that's probably why. And we just grew very close very quickly.
Yeah, that's lovely. It's nice to have those friendships and that support from other females as well. I think that's super important.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what sort of guy do you wish entered the villa for you?
It's hard to say. I feel like I haven't dated in so long, so I didn't really have a type. But I think I was really hoping someone with a little bit more diversity into the villa, maybe mixed race, some, you know, cultural background. I do really like how there were a lot of guys there with dark features, but one thing that stood out to me was a lot of the boys had very nice eyes, like very light eyes, and I didn't realize how attractive that was until I was in the villa. So I think personality wise, I think someone mature, someone that has an outgoing side to them as well, someone who is open, and someone who doesn't, you know, isn't scared of sharing how they feel and their emotions, and just someone honest and kind, really.
Yeah, well, they're all good traits to have, and now you know you like some nice eyes as well, so you learned something about your type there.
Yeah, definitely.
And
definitely.
Yeah, and are you still open to love now that you've left the villa, or are you going to take some time?
I think, if anything, I'm more open to love than I have been in the past few years. I think this experience has really just taught me to be, just to wear my heart on my sleeve a little bit more. And yeah, I'm very optimistic about what's next for me and who's in my messages.
Yeah.
Just chatting to some people that are interested in me, really. I'm just, yeah, keen to see what happens next.
Yeah, you got to go check your DMs, girl.
Yeah, excited. I'm excited.
Yeah. Ari, you were amazing. You were definitely one of my favorite girls in the villa. You did so well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's so good to hear. I'm so glad. It's so hard not knowing what the public think of you when you're in there. So, yeah, it's so nice to hear such positive comments about me, and receiving all the love and support as well has been really nice.
Yeah, that's lovely. You're a sweetheart, and I wish you all the best. And, yeah, hope you find your guy.
Thank you so much.
To stay across the latest in entertainment, stars, and reality TV, download the Hit app now.